In February, the SUNY Plattsburgh campus was thrown into turmoil after a screenshot of a social media post that mentioned lynching and used the N-word was reposted to get the administration's attention. The campus noticed. Students protested and held a vote of no confidence in the college president and the chief diversity officer. Members of the community joined in solidarity marches across the campus. In late February, SUNY Plattsburgh President John Ettling distributed a letter to the campus community outlining a series of steps to address racial bias. As Dr. Ettling updates the situation, he says it was important to create an action plan following those painful days on the campus.
The outrage and the immediate response on the part of the students who were upset by it is completely understandable. The emotions were running high, very high, and so was anger. I perfectly well understand why the students felt that way.
In the aftermath, you sent a note to the campus community in which you said you hold yourself and the vice presidents personally accountable, and then you listed a number of actions to improve the campus climate, campus safety. First of all, what do you think broke down prior to this posting to Snapchat and then Instagram?
First of all, there's nothing that the campus could have done to keep that from happening. That was a student on her own between semesters. What we could have done a better job of, I think, is preparing the campus to absorb this and to deal with it, because these things are going to happen and it will happen again. It's just inevitable. It's happening everywhere across college campuses.
At about the same time, a similar event was happening right across the lake over at the University of Vermont.
Yes.
What kind of policies might have helped to help the campus ahead of time? Or is that some of the things that you're hoping to determine through these policies that you're hoping to implement in the future?
Those 10 initiatives are designed to help shift the campus climate to one in which students of color especially feel safe and welcome. And that involves all sorts of initiatives, including mandatory diversity training for those of us who work there on the faculty and staff. I'm hoping that the social justice task force that we've created can inform me and my senior leadership team of ways in which we can adopt best practices from other colleges and universities across the country to make our campus perhaps better prepared to deal with this, just as we have tabletop exercises to prepare for everything from a tornado to a active shooter on campus. We can't keep the active shooter from coming onto campus, but we can prepare the campus to deal with it. And that's my major interest in these initiatives, to make the students feel comfortable, to make them trust us and believe that we have their best interests at heart. Also to work with the community to make them aware of what some of the concerns of our students from other parts of the state and from the world encounter when they're here.
You put out the 10 action items mid-February-ish. Overall, how is the progress going on these initiatives?
I think it's going pretty well. The revision of the Code of Student Conduct. Faculty Senate thought it was fine. We take it to our college council in a couple of weeks. They'll sign off on it, and then those changes will become part of the student code of conduct. That's done. We've put together the group that's going to come up with that bias incident response team. We have a full complement of members for the social justice task force and two co-chairs, and they're already starting to work.
What's the biggest thing you've learned through this whole situation?
The biggest thing I've learned through this whole situation is that trust is probably the most important safeguard against a campus falling completely apart. If students trust the faculty and the campus leadership, they're willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. If there is no trust, if there's no mutual respect, it's far more likely that the situation will spiral out of control. We find students who come here and expect to feel welcome and safe. And if they don't, then shame on us.
Several of the action items have been implemented, while others, such as the creation of a multicultural unity space in the student center, will not be complete until later this year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.